policy, criteria, and legislation funding. The department also established a comprehensive database and information system. Extensive political commitment and will was displayed. Our progress as South Africa, we are rated as having done well on MDGs. Excellent policies and legislation, dedicated programs and funding, already achieved the water services MDG target in 2005 when the target year was 2015. All provinces achieved the MDG target and the department established a comprehensive water services business framework. Still on achievements, we like to assume that the achievements should be viewed in be viewed against two indicator sets and or criteria. The global one, including Africa. The norms and standards were from 500 meters to 5 kilometers access to water. When the African norms and standards, according to the RDP, was accessed within 200 meters. The MDG reports present performance against global norms. And those are the slides, the following slides, those ones with bar graphs, which indicate 91.9%. What these indicate is that they met both the water and the sanitation targets, and that is by local, by Africa, and by global standards. And they are just going to skip those to go to the success sector. Success sector, I'm not going to run through the 14. I'm just going to include a few which I think are important. Number one is that there was political will, our constitution, and the government priorities which demonstrate that political will. There was dedicated leadership and drive. There were dedicated programs. There were partnerships. We had tools, we had a knowledge base, and there were champions. However, at the end, when we did the reality experience or the reality check, there were certain things that required some sort of attention, although we could brag about having achieved. Service level, operational challenges. We had access to RDP infrastructure, which was 96%. Access to operational infrastructure, 86%. And 68% in priority, in the priority in four district municipalities. And access to reliable services, 55%, and 42% in priority DRs. And I don't want to end at saying 42% and what and not indicated. I left there that I got that shows some red flags. But indicated that there's a master framework that is being developed currently to assist with the 87DM so that we improve that picture. The lessons learned from the MDGs. Key lessons, that there was a need to focus on sustainable and reliable services as the outcome, with associated interventions and governance, and not only on infrastructure delivery. The drive was an internal one and not only an international obligation. South African human rights would dictate to do something else. Many success factors contributed to the achievement of a positive outcome, but the same ones also became risks and failure factors. Program management, coordination, and leadership. And those are lessons learned. We have since progressed from such. The need to deal with a moving target, as you know, that the sanitation and water services, that there's a moving target because of the movement and migration of the population. The need to deal with water services as a business and the application of life cycle and value chain approaches and principles. The key message is that we needed a dedicated water goal, which we have achieved as we move to SDGs. and 5 priority areas were identified. 1 is finished the unfinished business, that is achieving universal access, managing the moving target, focusing on sustainable, reliable, affordable and safe services, recovering failures and poor services, maintaining existing good services, that is enhancing our operation and maintenance programs. Background to the SDGs, which is the Sustainable Development Goals. Goal number 6, which focuses on water. The key priority over the past 20 years was and still is the need to ensure and facilitate access to basic water services. From a water resource management point of view, the few challenges identified are water security and the unsustainable use of water, pollution of freshwater resources, degradation of ecosystems, managing shared water courses and basins, disaster management and climate change. Important to note, honorables, is that recently an important issue that came to the fore is to promote and manage water within the country's development agenda, economic, social, and environmental growth and development. And let's talk to our national development plan. As you all know, South Africa has got water challenges. One of those, or foremost left, is limited surface fresh water resources. How are we responding? We need to support and facilitate social, economic, and environmental growth and development. We need to respond to priority drivers and NDP. We need to improve and rethink water management approaches and solutions, addressing key concerns, which are pollution, ensuring water security, environmental degradation, disaster management. We need to commit to ensuring sustainable basic sources. We must apply integrated management approach if necessary to succeed and address the issue of sustainability. The post-2015 agenda, which relates to setting of the water-related SDG process, I've already indicated the part of the evolution of the MDGs and the SDGs, and this slide seeks to summarize it. As an outcome of the Rio Plus 20 conference on sustainable development, the decision was to develop post-2050 global agenda. This, together with the fact that the MDG process ended in 2015, and there was a need to finish some finished business like I alluded to in the previous slide, resulted in the decision to develop specific sustainable development goals, and thereby getting all countries to commit to the achievement of these goals and targets. Needless to say that commitment agreement was achieved. There were various processes that were undertaken, and one may say that we are proud that South Africans have contributed to the process. During country processes that were led by the Department of International Relations, by being participants in direct open market working groups, macro development team, by being involved in international water sector interest group, the UN facilitated work sessions, and AMHAW, as you can see there. Based on its experience and achievements, GWS was also invited to be part of international expert teams to prepare input towards the setting and development of a dedicated water SDG. In transitioning from the MDGs to the SDGs, key objectives for South Africa and international water industry were: 1, establishing the dedicated water goal like we've already indicated, setting and development of meaningful and relevant sub-goals and targets. In other words, from the goal or the main goal, we are going to be setting sub-goals and targets. And we have the need to address and ensure effective capacity, resources and leadership to facilitate the achievement of such targets, as we did with the energy. There are 4 specific areas of focus. the diagram below seeks to demonstrate or display what we mean on that one, on that side, on the transition from MDGs to SDGs, on the host-specific focus, which are business areas. The first focus is ensuring reliable and sustainable basic water and sanitation services. The second one is focus on water resources management. As you know, that the first bullet relies heavily on the second one. Placing and managing water within a development agenda, ensuring effective integrated water management. That other bullet on placing and managing water within the development agenda, you remember that last week the Commission did present on what they are envisaging to push themselves with to ensure that water is on the development agenda. The SDGs contain or is comprised of 17 goals to be attained by 2030. The new goals reflect a flexible global vision, recognizing that each country faces specific challenges and achieves sustainable development, which means it is not one size fits all. I've already alluded to what goal number 6 is about, ensuring availability and sustainable management of water and sanitation for all. But we need to mention that water is also duplicated or reflected or implied in various other goals. For example, goal number 13 is on climate change. And so you know when you talk climate change that water issues. So. The sub goals under goal number 6. By 2030, we are to achieve universal access to safe and affordable drinking water. By 2030, we also to achieve access to safe and adequate sanitation. Specific focus on needs of women and girls. We might just sum it up by saying vulnerable groups. Improved water quality through reduced pollution. Improved water use efficiency. Implementing integrated water management. And the protection and restoration of our ecosystem. The next slide that follows there is a shoot of the entire SDGs. I don't think I have to go through that. I am moving to a slide that talks to the SDGs response and comments. The goals were finally agreed to by Head of State in September 2015. And they are formally applicable from January 2016, which is this year. You will realize there that our NDP is ahead, like the SDG alluded to earlier, that the NDP was approved in 2012. And so we are ahead. But when you look at the goals and the sub-goals, you realize that they've got the same years and the targets as the NDP. GWS supports the setting of formal and dedicated water goals. We appreciate the approach to apply a flexible approach to allow each government to set its own national targets. Now, I'm continuing on that good note. what informs planning? Now that slide that we have included today, which has got this slide you'll also find on our APP, on the presentation of our APP. It shows what informs the planning process. And it is covered in some of the slides that we have already gone through. It indicates that we've got a mandate from the Constitution and the legislations that are supported by the National Water Act and the Water Sources Act and other related legislation. And there are international agreements that we see that the Millennium Development Goals, the framework for climate change, and then of course the SDGs. There's a link to the government priorities, National Development Plan, the Medium-Term Strategic Framework, the 14 outcomes, and the new growth past the MGT. Then we are demonstrating there as well that we have interdepartmental programs. As you can see, that most of these things are interlinked. And we are mentioning the number of departments that we are working with there. Now, this planning process has assisted us to encapsulate the SDGs in the water and sanitation sector program. And we have ensured universal and sustainable access to basic water services, focusing water resource intervention, the National Water Resource Strategy 2, the reconciliation strategies that we do in planning, water efficiency, that is water demand and water conservation. Placing water within the development agenda, aligning the NDP and the macro strategies. And then, there we've got an example of what we have on the APP that is informed by this process. We've got an example there called the classification of resource and development of determining water quality objectives. This program only simply says, we say this is the drug of the resource. And because this is the drug of the resource, the discharges, the norms and standards that we will accept for this particular resource are these ones. So then that community of water users then understand, because it's a stakeholder type of program, that all the stakeholders, all the users there understand that the discharges of that particular resource should be within that particular RQO, resource quality objective. I'm continuing with the encapsulation of the SDGs and the water and sanitation sector program. And I will mention one example there, so that I am within time and that I do not go beyond the concentration step. Finalizing the future institutional arrangements for the management of water resources, that's an example I'm picking up from the second slide on the encapsulation. This means that we are busy establishing the catchment management agencies. There is also on the NDP the infrastructure agency. And as you are aware, we do have water boards, which are an extension of the department. So if you finalize those, then because they become an extension of the department, it means then that somehow we are beefing up our capacity to be able to deliver on the SDGs. The water services response, there's a program that was already established in 2014, which is 1 year prior to the SDG. There are new water services targets already approved by cabinet in July 2014, and those focus on reliable services by 2019. There's an integrated program management arrangement, the PMO, that is established. Macro framework adopted to address infrastructure plus operations and maintenance. Water security to improve governance, as well as institutional intervention and accountability. That's the mention of few. Now, what is the way forward? The way forward, that slide is to summarize the entire presentation, but focusing on how we are going to ensure that we achieve the SDGs, just like we were able to achieve the SDGs. We want to formalize water resource baseline targets and indicators by end of 2016. Now, once we have formalized those, it means then that we will have specific milestones and programs. The mobilization by 2016 as well, we want to set up programs for delivery, set up mobilization, resources, including budget, skills, and capabilities. We also want to ensure implementation readiness. We want to address information and reporting requirements, e.g. performance benchmarks for each sub-goal, and develop an effective monitoring system. As I've already mentioned, the department is restructuring, and there are a program of institutional arrangement. There's a legislative review process that we have embarked on and hope to finalize soon. As we have reported before and even mentioned last week, we are developing and implementing the National water and sanitation master plan. We are endeavoring to continuously weave the SDGs into the APP, which is the annual performance plan and sector programs. And once they are there, the reason that reporting is in capital letters, Honorable Chair and Members, is that once it is on the APP, then it means that the set milestones and the targets will appear on the APP. We are avoiding a situation of having the APP and the SDGs as a standalone, and our focus is on it, and we are unable to achieve the SDGs. So that APP, the milestones, monitoring, and continuous reporting will assist us to achieve the SDGs. And on that note, Chair, thank you very much.
Mama, I think there's always in many of these things is that whatever international treaties are being negotiated and acted upon, they will have to be felt at home here. And the relevance of us must be tested. hence the points which I like that link all of these with our own vision and also with our own annual performance plan, so that we don't deal with an abstract case, if you like. But I would have even taken it further with your support, Mrs. Baker, and say, being 11 of us, the members of parliament, this committee, so that we don't only theorize about some of these things, we are able to say to anybody who comes to your house, this is a harvesting program that the department I'm exercising oversight on, Ngosteyoko. In your yard, the department hasn't been able to say, it is now going to come to your yard, Mr. Chauke, and install these filter tanks, if you like. So that we don't only theorize about them. You are able in your own house to say, the department came to your house and demonstrated that this indeed it works, and this is how it works. So that whoever comes to your house today, you are able to really educate that person. Am I together, Mr. Gala?
Yes, sir.
Am I having your support?
100%.
That the department in the next month shall visit all our households and install all these tanks that we talk about as part of all of these programs and demand and management and harvesting and so on and so forth. We're all seconding. We are seconding. Mbongi. It's a mandate. I love you, everyone. Extensively. Those are the details that we'll have to work on. You see, I really am serious about this because most of it is just up in the air. We cannot relate. Mr. Bassan, know that
I think we are on the same page. If you look at the definition of sustainable development as per 1997, our common future report. It says that development that meets the needs of the present without compromising the ability of the future generations to meet their own needs. Now, Chairperson, if we look at this report that's before us and don't see it negatively, this is a nice to have report. It's like the NDP is a document, and the NDP is now just the front page has changed, got a facelift. But if we go and look at goal 6, and what is required in goal 6, then I've got the following questions. You have given us what challenges there are. My question is the same as the chairperson. How do we achieve it on the ground? How will we meet this target if we need more than 300 billion? And it's now not your problem. It's a country's problem. So I'm not throwing this at the department. We need more than 300 billion in the next 4 years to sustain our current infrastructure. Whilst for this financial year, we've only got 11.6 billion available. So for this plan to work, you need finances, which you don't have. And we are just getting further and further behind our targets. You will never reach the target of 2016. I want to give you an example. You use in a document to achieve your goals under 6.3.1, you say we've got this green drop report, and then you give us an indication that in 2011, 44% of our wastewater treatment plants were in excellent condition. But if you go and look at your 2014 report, then 84% of the 827 plants that's been assessed are either in critical state, high risk, or medium risk. That gives us only 16% of our water purification plants that are in low risk. So that creates a huge problem. We are not moving forward, we are moving backwards. Your figures you gave on the 2008, and you can go and look at all your reports. Your 2014 report stipulates that 84% of these flows are either critical, high risk, or medium risk. Chair, then, in 2020, that's 4 years from now, that 6.6 of the plan stipulates we will protect and restore water related, and we will make sure that our rivers are clean. Currently, 82% of our rivers are seen to be polluted. But the benchmark set out in your report is by 2020 that we would meet this requirement. We will not meet this requirement by 2020 if 82% of our rivers are currently polluted. So Chi, is we've got the why. I don't see the plan one. It's like, I want to use an example. It's like I know I want to drive a Porsche, and I put it on my wish list, but I'm driving a Toyota at the moment. So I'll stick with that Toyota because I will never be able to, out of my salary, I will never be able to buy a Porsche. The department will never be able to reach the targets with the budgets they receive from Treasury now. Now, we are not the experts. We just could ask, how are we going to fund our infrastructure? We have achieved excellent results. I agree 100% that we most probably are one of the countries in the world that far exceeded in your report as indicated. You were 5 years ahead on the targets of delivering clean water to communities. But we are on a downslope now. Those people that have water, they don't have water now because of infrastructure problems that we've got in our country. And I am really worried, and my heart bleeds for the department to take the burden of municipalities that is not capable of delivering to the communities. And eventually it becomes your problem. So Chair, it's really a problem. If we look at the moment, our sewer plants are designed in the country we've got now to cater for 6,500 million liters of soap a day. We are on 5,000 million liters of soap a day. We've got 22% capacity available. Some of these plants are far exceeding their capacity already. So you know, it comes back to money. And I want to implement your plan. You need money. 11.6 billion for infrastructure will not get us out of the problem. It will just put us deep into the problem. See, for now, I think I really don't blame. I'm just worried that now we sit in a situation, we ask questions about this water plan, and maybe I don't understand the water plan, because if the water plan would have been completed this year, now your reply on your question we got yesterday. We talk now about 2018-2019, where this water plan will be available, not beginning of next year. So the hiccup is not, we couldn't compete it within a time frame from 2014 to 2016. It's extended to 2018-2019. That's more or less where we will get the water plan, the master water plan. So that creates a problem for me. Or someone was explaining to me that this water plan is not important. If it's not important, then why would you waste time spending it, having it? The second question is, and that's a question that, and I think the question was asked by you to the department. What do you have in place? Now, they told us last week they got this document that they implemented in 2013. Where was the previous water plan? Or was there never a water plan? On what are you running it? And suddenly someone was explained to me, if I'm the only one that don't understand it, then don't waste anybody's time. Take me somewhere alone and then explain to me this master water plan that is taking so long to develop. And in the meantime, we are just using other documents to run this department. The stability in the department, I'm not sure whether I'm correct. 7 DGs in 5 years. Is it something like that? Or is it around? Is it 5 DGs in 7 years? That's a problem, chairperson, that there's no stability in the department. It was mentioned the previous meeting. We get people sitting there around the table that we haven't met before, and then we start to introduce yourself, introduce everybody is acting, you know. This document is something that, yes, it's like you say, it's now, we've got it in paper, we don't see it on the ground. You must tell us how you're going to implement this plan on the ground. The how problem. That is what you've got to resolve.
Mr. Chop?
Thank you very much, Chair. Having listened to my colleague here, the question that comes in obvious is that some of the issues that will require some kind of a clear understanding will require that even at a political level, it's unfortunate the minister is not here. On the points that are raised by my colleague here, just to reassure, these commitments, I think in the next stage of meeting, I think Chair will just try and help that arrangement in place, so that she can help us to do that. The only issue that I wanted to say is that migrating from MDGs to SDGs, and the current situation in which we have the strategic plan, we have the APP, how does the SDG find expression in the current if these goals in fact terminate from 2016? How do they find expression within the current plan that we have? And if so, maybe you will be able to demonstrate to us at what level that this expression is then from. The second part of the assumption would be that it's an integrated approach that is required. Maybe you can take us through which would allay the point that the colleague is making again, that how are you bringing in other key stakeholders, your environment becomes key and other stakeholders, and then look at that within the plan that which will then help us to arrive at that national water plan that everybody is calling for. Because I think it's multi-pronged, it's not on one side department. So maybe you can then be able to help us just to have that understanding, because without that correct evaluation of budget and all of that, are we sharing responsibilities within the coordinated, integrated plan? Which means that if our budget is 11 billion, these other partners responding to the various areas for the challenges, how do they contribute to the achievement of this particular target? And I think that the implication again to reverse, what is it which is a threat that can reverse this objective that we have set ourselves to achieve? The issues of climate change become quite very critical, and does that not impact negatively on us having to achieve what we said is an universal transforming a need that we are meeting with the current climate change? How does it impact on that? Because I'll take it that with the current route and moving forward, obviously, you may find that we are now getting back to when we started whatever years back. But at the same time, we need to appreciate the fact that in the last 20 years, we have done so much. When majority of the population did not benefit, and it's an achievement, by the way, that we need to be proud of. We must not forget that fact. That people were using wheelbarrows, they were using boreholes. It's a small percentage now that we should do that. It's something that it need to come out so that we don't sort of pay in the tricks about, you know, everything's so bad, we're going, you know, they've done so much. So much that they've done in this country. I come from villages where there was no water. People will share with you experiences of, you wash your whole body, but in a small container like this, you put your legs in that, and then you put yourself in the water. You know, so these are the achievements that, in fact, the department is not coming up with. Like this side, say, you start to say, you know, because you know how that we have achieved so much. With the little results, in fact, that we have. So I'm saying that the point that I raised by my colleagues are very critical, and at the same time, we need to appreciate the part of that somewhere. So moving forward, obviously, population growth and all of these other things, infrastructure, municipalities, capacity and all of that. That's been met with the National Planning Commission here, and I think we've understand some of the issues. The issue of justice, the integrated approach, moving forward. So, but with that type of work, because how could they have one hand for a for no future? But from now on, we have one. 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 I'm sorry for that. That's true. That's the only to express myself much when I give you important issues from that. Sorry.
Do you want to translate? This is Dave.
Thank you, Chief. Sure, I'm not going to make a speech about the last speech. I had it all. Nevertheless, the deal is always in the details. And as I have said when we did our budget speeches, planning, we're very, very good at planning. We can never force the department on the planning. And it's always the implementation where we are falling down. And I see the same thing here. The goals are brilliant, wonderful. And if we achieve them, it's a huge bonus for the country as a whole. But how are we going to do this? And that is the big issue, Chair. If I look at monitoring and planning, for our future needs, okay, you've indicated the integration with the APP and that's great. But how are we going to monitor? We're not monitoring what we're doing at the moment. We're having problems with monitoring. I don't see anything that we can do to how of it. Capacity. How are we going to address our lack of capacity? As Mr. Bushman has said, 7 DGs in so many years. And it filters all the way down. And I'm not satisfied in hearing about the water, the war and leaks thing, because those are not qualified. We need qualified personnel. We need qualified plumbers, not a three-week course, a three-year apprenticeship that gives you a qualified plumber. We need process controllers. We need technicians. Where's that plan? Because without those people, none of this is going to materialize. And we're building, we're upgrading our infrastructure, beautifully in some cases. But if there's nobody to man these, I visited in Kwanza wastewater plants the other day. Beautiful. It's already falling down, Shoki. It's already going backwards. Why? There's nobody to manage it. It's a wonderful plant. The capacity has been increased 3 times. It can now handle everything. There's nobody to run the plant. There's one person there. And it's supposed to be a wonderful electronic system. The person doesn't understand this, so he keeps on switching it to manual and stuffing up the whole system. And that's the reality. That's what we're dealing with. So we're spending this money and doing these wonderful things, but then we don't have the support. How are we going to ensure that we're not shooting ourselves in the foot all the time? And then funding. If we align these SDGs with NDP, well, funding in general is a problem. But the NDP, let's remember, the NDP was also a wonderful plan, but it was based on, in order to achieve those goals, we have to achieve as a nation a 5% economic growth. And we are achieving under 1%, in fact even less. So we then make this unrealistic to achieve. How are we going to achieve this? Where's the money going to come from? The doctors we should have been creating are not being created. The money that we should be generating is not being generated. But another major concern I have here is the delays. The National Water Master Plan, I've raised this months ago in previous meetings. And the provincial plan, the municipal plan, all those effects, the ripple effect of this delay. I'd like the department to speak to that a little bit, please. What impact is it that you have going all the way down? Because I remember when we had Limpopo Province presenting to us a few months ago, there was a problem there because they didn't have a plan. And we spoke to us then. And they were now going, but if that the municipal, national doesn't have it, how does it speak to, how does the bottom plan going up if the top going down doesn't have a plan? Where's the guidance? Where's the... And then water security, which is mentioned as one of the goals. That is a huge problem. We don't have enough storage capacity nationally. That is a fact. It's not just... We're not doing enough to increase our storage capacity fast enough. Our spatial planning, if I look at KZN Ilembe, for example, the spatial planning that went on there, these houses, that the population has increased more than 10 times in that area, but our water needs were not met because there was no planning. It wasn't an integrated plan. So how are we dealing with that relating to the SDGs, and especially if you look at Ilembe? I just read an article. Hazelmere Dam again has been delayed, another 6 months delay. It's already been 4 years delayed. Now we're adding another 6 months to it. The water restrictions in that area, the people can't cope anymore. And what financial impact does that have? The cost of that project has quadrupled. With now further delays, what further financial implications are there going to be, Chair? I'm concerned about the delays and the implications of the delays, and then how do we achieve these goals? We're shooting ourselves in the foot, Chair.
Mr. Mgun, for 5 minutes.
Thank you very much, Professor. Then once more, ladies and gentlemen. When looking at this SDG, I did not hear the department providing us a course analysis to attend the same program, if possible, if they can. But we must also note, you know, I'm from a deep rural area. You know, we've been washing ourselves in wells, getting water from wells. For the 22 years, much has been done by the department. And my understanding is that the SDG is an extension of the MDG, because there are other goals that we are not able to attain. So they just extended. But yes, do you have a strategy that may change you or the department, or that may enforce or reinforce you to ensure that monitoring is strengthened? Where there are no funds, to ensure that the department is able to raise funds for them to enable itself to deal with the infrastructure that is going backwards. And if in the time frame, you know, if we can have something, if in the same goals, if we can have time frames, you said by this time, before we reach 2080, by this time this is the percentage, or this will be where we should be, and so that we are able to hold you accountable, and then check whether you are able to, we are going to reach the SDG in 2030. I want to try to find out, do you have a strategy that may be medium and long term? Thank you very much, Chairman.
Thank you,
Chairman.
My colleagues are recommending where I amended here, but the focus on targets attainment of MDGS and SDGS create a certain risk for not paying attention for quality of services. And Mr. Honorable Nguni raised the monitoring of, but my is where if you are monitoring and evaluation of quality of services. I think too.
Ngostokun? I did not see that.
Oh, thank you, sir. It seems the focus is mainly on water provision, but based on what President Reagan has touched on your question, I think one is tended to as well look at slide 4, to talk of combating of HIV/AIDS, malaria and diseases. Although it's not a line function of the department, but it has raised it because of following the medium UN development goals, Chairperson. I think one should point out on that one, if there is anything that can be done with regards to sort of further giving education in our communities as well as the schools, sort of the behavior, looking at how some of the diseases are sort of getting us into being inferior affected, so to say. The other view that I have, Chairperson, is the effect of the environmental sustainability. Chairperson, much has been said by the members with regards to water, but the main challenge that our country is facing is that of pollution. As long as the commitment from the side of the local municipalities in regard to lessening pollution in our rivers, I think the department will always be complaining about this, or the citizens, not just people, but the citizens, so the South Africans will continuously complain about about the rate of pollution in our rivers. These are not actually only affect human beings, even the what we call these creatures in our rivers. Usually when we were still young, with very little sort of pollution in our rivers, we could see fish, we could see frogs, we could see that there was still life in our waters, but these days some of our rivers and seas don't have those because of the pollution. So, just to point out, because they are part of the challenge that brings that department to where it is. And lastly, this is a myth maybe, Captain. When one looks at things are happening around, you can find that mostly in areas adjacent to refinery refineries where oil is refined into petrol and some other stuff, the rate of life expectancy around there through air pollution, which affects us, the human beings as well. Those are things that I wanted to touch on. Thank you.
I see your hands up, Carl, and then followed by Mr. Makondo, and then lastly by Mrs. Kowley.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. First and foremost, let me appreciate the presentation. But Chair, I don't want to seem to be undermining this kind of session. Because in my view, the presentation is too academic. For instance, we were here last week, that is on the 31st of August, where according to the observations of the National Planning Commission, they indicated that there is lack of integration and common goals, more especially between the department and your local municipalities. So if you go to the last slide, which talks about the way forward, surely you will need this kind of integration between these spheres of governance. But my challenge now is that we always say here that your district municipalities, your local municipalities, they don't have the capacity. Which forces me now, Honorable Chair, to suggest or advise that perhaps as a committee, as a portfolio committee, we need to engage the powers to be, or perhaps we request a kind of an engagement between the Minister of COCA and Water and Sanitation, so that we see as to whether we can't have the situation where the Ministry of Water and Sanitation being given full responsibility in terms of water and sanitation provision in our communities. Because if we will continue with this kind of an arrangement where you will have your district municipalities play a role as far as the provision of water services are concerned, then to me, we are not going anywhere, Honorable Chair. Otherwise, we'll be here even in the next financial year, theorizing about this Millennium Development Goals, having achieved nothing. Just think of a situation, Honorable Chair, of a person like me from one of the rural communities where people sometimes spend more than 2 weeks without water. Then to me, that is a big challenge. So I indicated earlier on that I don't want to be seen as somebody who is undermining this kind of a session, but to me, it's not as it seems. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Chair. We welcome the presentation and the achievements made in terms of MDGs. Chairperson, there are some criticisms which are emerging around the United Nations, whether it's best suited to address Africa's socio-economic issues. And how is the department engaging with other departments in the African continent to find an African solution, especially in terms of water and sanitation? And target attainment as well, transboundaries and other issues to high-end water projects. Yes. On phone.
You want to share? Ngibonga ushethula kungaphambili. So nasho isimpela uma usizo sikhuluma, sikhulunywa. Kodwa cha, mina ngempela singibulala inhliziyo. Indaba yamanzi. Indaba yamanzi, yamanzi iyinkinga kakhulu. Ngendlela yokuthi still abantu emphakathini basenenkinga yamanzi, abanawo amanzi, ahlanzekile. Izaswa yethu ngikwazi ukuthi benza abakhuluma ngayo bayithathaphi noma igcine emaphepheni nothi bantu bathina esihlezeni nabantu kayije ngoba injalo. Abantu bahlahluphekele amanzi and sekuyinto engathi ngisho zonke iy'nsuku sesifana nokuthi sisesolosakhuluma indaba yeBhayibheli njalo iveshi lilodwa. Johan 14. Ngibuyele kule yama agent. Umbuzo wami uthi ngoba laba bantu beshe noma umonakalo ungaka nje ingenxa yawo lama agent. Wayaqasha ama agent afika ezosebenza or ama-pension ten asebenza aqhaphaza imali aphumambe sile umphakathi uhlale ungatholanga lutho. Ayikho enye indlela abangayizama ukuthi if uma befuthuthukisa abantu bayekele kuyama-agent. Ngoba ekugcineni le nto igcina kukuxhaphaza izimali zabakhokhi bentela. Okwesikunye futhi okungiphatha kambi, yabona le nto yokuthi sitshelwe ngalo 2030. U-2030 ngeke ufike umuntu ekelambile umuntu ethi hhayi usibekele u-2030 ekelambe manje. Bayinezwa loo nto kuyimanje komasipala ngikhuluma nami nje uma uthi ubabambisa ucingo uma ufono nje umnyango wamanje basho kubambe ucingo nhlobonhlobonhlobo konakele komasipala abantu abanawo amanzi emakhaya yabona le nto esiyodla kwethu la ihambisana nayo kakhulu lana asihlukene nokuthi sizoculikile loo nto. And bengiyocela mina ukuthi ngelinye ilanga ngononga kekuvala ukuhlala kwethu. ngesihambe siyokhuluma nalabantu basho bakhombisa bathi nampa abantu thina sikhuluma ngabo ngoba yabona ukuhlala phansi ndize ngamabhanoyi kala bekukhona le nto kuthi ni-research niyenza ngamabhanoyi so kuthi angivume manje kuthi mina ngigcina nihamba phezulu ningahambi kungene kubathi kuthole umuzi nomuzi ukuthi bazithola zakhona yini inkinga leni yabo lilonke nje le nto imnandi niyayikhuluma inhle iyalaleleka but ayisizi ngalutho mna njengami njengoma mkhawula nje ngihlezi zitafuna angisizi ngalutho ngoba lanzuka khona manje awekho manje semalokishini layikhona ayakuxhaxhaza uyakhona akukho muntu zo anaka amanye ama-firefighters ebakiwa akakho manje kuwona ngaphansi ngaloo ndlela nje bengixayela ngempela ukuthi ke nizamini ngenye indlela ukuthi ezenzeni le nto esizokwazi uzivumelane nani hayi njengoba nithi ndima kuthiwa manje aveza ukuthi obani beze nani niyayiqala mina nje ngelama kukhona kodwa ngathi niyiqhanya ngani ngani ngakho ngani ngoba ngiboni nobhodwa nakhona le mathanki kuyefuna ngempela nixoxe ngempela ukuthi ngizobazalela ndlela abantu bathole amanzi siyabonga
thank you chairperson I translated it as a second portion because I think I am uncovered. Thank you, Chairperson, and thanks for the presentation, good as it is, but I am very disappointed. There is a problem here because this water system is just a mystery. What is being said is in fact what the situation is. And to the people living in the rural areas, clean water is just a dream. Even in the townships, black people are still suffering. And the issue of these agents also has a very negative impact because large amounts of money are being paid to them and this is the taxpayers' money that is being wasted. And in being informed that you are preparing or aiming for 2030, this is really a joke and people are suffering now. Even in the municipalities, they no longer attend to the telephone calls. Telephone calls just ring and ring without being attended to or being responded to. There is no water. In fact, there is no water. People are suffering. But you keep on singing and singing. My suggestion is that let's go out to the people and see the reality. Because we also fly with aeroplanes, but things are not going well. There is no water. Let's do something. There's nothing that I can be proud of. Thank you.
I think to pick up a summary that goes as follows. You are dealing there with a serious geopolitical apartheid leaders. You know, a comment was made inside the house. I think it was sometime last year, Mr. Person. You were carrying a picture in your debate. You know, with people pushing wheelbarrows. And then a comment was made, or a question was made. Have you ever seen a white person pushing a wheelbarrow? Now these are classical, spatial, apartheid spatial leaderships that are dealing with. And they talk pretty much to what you have called it bantustization of our people, the force removals into the bantustans, where there would have existed no infrastructure whatsoever. Still is the case as we speak now. If you were to, especially in footage, if you were to be digging, you know, you have hard rocks wherein typically you're not supposed to have anybody staying there. But also in Rassenberg, you know, mountainous areas, you've got to make sure that you dig. On one hand, you've got old infrastructure that is not maintained. Clearly you have a major problem there. And the point I raised, Mr. Person, that says, work done with Millennium Development Goals and Achievements easily regression can be seen. And this is the case in a few areas. On the other hand, you've got new infrastructure. And the targets, but not to be met with the budgetary requirements. Now that's the quagmire we find ourselves in. I'm not sure how the department has been doing that over the years. Yes, you know, grand plans. But the reality, the skills, and the vision 2030 that we talk about, without those skills, the point is being raised, I can't remember by who. Without those skills, we're kissing it goodbye, that vision, so to speak. Worse when it comes to the budget, figure of that billion rand being raised. Now that's where we are now. And I listen carefully to all of us, and I never hear anyone, you know, being supportive of my initial, you know, all these numbers having to say so that you're not theorizing about the things. Practically in your own household, having to be able to say, here is a tank, and this is how it operates, and this is how we must, you know, extend, and also we must be able to encourage, you know, others, because it works. In times of drought, in your household, you have that, if you don't have by now, at least I was saying the department must help you. It's a way of getting to say practically. And Mr. Chowdhury being the last one, and then we'll hold the hand over to the department.
Thank you. Colleagues are raising very serious. It's a tradition that we ask questions, department respond, the meeting is closed, thank you, it does not work. We need to create space to engage. Give a month, what's called response to the department. Because some of these issues are ideological. You're going to that point, but you're not going deeper to it. You're calling it, but you're not going into detail of what we mean by dealing with legacy of that. Now, Mom Kaula raises a point, and I agree with Mom Kaula sometimes that we need to underground for us to interact. We do that every day. When you fly from Cape Town to Joburg, as Mom Kaula says, that number of miles away, you don't see the reality. But what you see is that you can look at the entire river and the Orange River, and then look at who is next to the river as you fly. What is in the banks of the rivers as you fly, you don't see. You'll never find a single community that lives in that community. You'll never find it. That lives just next to the river. Stretching from kilometers and kilometers, you never find it. It goes back to the point of what you have just raised, like the cost of movements and all of these things. Now, what I think one of the things charity must do if you are to deal with issues of skills, and this is not an example, it's a fact. Western Cape has more town planners than the rest of the country. Western Cape has more engineers than the rest of the country. I mean, very few municipalities in the country have town planners. That's a town planner. You know, my constituency is Gauteng, which is a local municipality in the northwest. The town planner was before, during the transitional government, when we were still negotiating the new local government. That was the last time we interacted with the town planner. Never seen a town planner again. Now, what does this thing say to us? It means that, and we raised this thing during the last presentation of the planning commission, that the issue of skills becomes very critical. for us to be able to sustain the growth and sustain the development that we receive in all our plans. Now, one of the things we must reach here was ours is not only to interact with our minister. Maybe we can extend at some point an invitation to the Minister of Higher Education just to have an understanding of the role of universities. The colleagues are raising issues of speech here. We reason them, but we're not saying what is the way forward, you know. So I think one of the things that we must do, Chair, would be to invite maybe in our time, if we have enough time, maybe debate the institution, right? And acknowledging the fact that what we're dealing with is a past, it's a legacy that was declared as something else in the world. Invite Department of Education, Minister of Education, just to share with us what is the understanding of the shortage of skills in the country. Because we are not going to implement anything when you don't have skills. And please surprise. The national development plan needs to go hand in hand with skills. You know, millennial development goals again had to go hand in hand with skills. The guy just goes about it. So I think that it's a huge issue. Let's find time, let's, you know, structure even our oversight around the issues of skills and security. Issue of budget, and you see, fighting corruption and mismanagement of money all the time. It's because of some of these things that if money is misused, you're not able to meet all of what you said you're going to achieve and all of that. So I'm saying that we must just find a slot, debate these issues, sometimes without a bureaucrat. Ourselves is position, just really engaged on the issue. Through ourselves, we go up there, all of us have a common understanding. Hence, my input earlier when I started, I deliver the things I talked about this evening. And it's a fact that this department has done so much with the living capacity that they have. They have done so much. Yes, the challenges are bigger. And where do we locate challenges? Again, the issue that we can just move, take this responsibility from local government and then put it to national level. It does not work. It's a constitutional requirement. The constitution gives municipality a particular responsibility to provide water. You know, ours is to deal with the level of legislation, systems and all of that. This is what we do. You know, so that debate is very important, Shane. Yeah, it's very, very important that we sort of lock our head, maybe part of the way of people to address this thing. Maybe have a session that without officials, just our service politicians. Because this thing of, you know, all the time we are just hitting each other. Some of us who come from the room that is very bigger, keep quiet from them that no, it's high, you know, we must accept that we are not doing anything. We are doing so much at the end of the day. So those are my small points here, but I'm saying that let's appreciate where things are done properly. And where the challenges, let's find solutions to those challenges. Not only waiting for the department to be the one that must provide. Let us say, this is what we expect you going to do. That's why we expect to be here.
Okay, thank you, Gigi.
Thank you very much, Chair, and honorable members. I always, when I come here, when I get out here, I better pressure in terms of the discussion that we have here and the input we receive here. The reality is that we are indeed dealing with a moving target. There's a lot of mention on the resources, especially the financial resources, which follows a limiting factor. But as a department, we have to adopt a lot of innovation to make sure that we achieve more with the resources that we have. Example, like collaboration with other departments to make sure that we integrate, we don't duplicate in terms of services. It was quite a bit in terms of the input that we received, in terms of the questions that we try to respond to. Some of them we might not be able to respond to them now, but to make an effort to respond to where we can. Fred, I would invite Fred to start. Maybe in your response, touch on the investment framework, the issues of planning at the local level, and other issues that you will respond to, and I will invite my other colleagues as well, including the DDG, to respond to, then I will sum up at the end.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you. Well, I think it's critical that we appreciate what has been said, because we totally agree with that, and the implementation is the critical challenge. And it's not only implementation, it's a must of never ending bits. So you have to continue every day, you have to provide new water like the industry. So I think that if we all agree to that, it changes the whole game of how we deal with this, instead of just a once-off infrastructure of the issue. We think we've done it, now we're finished. Never. Water quality, everything is a continuous process. And that means better governance, better regulation, better discipline. So I just want to highlight one issue that we had this business from the implementation side. Possibly didn't reflect everything, but out in the goals there are six sub-goals, and then there's also the others, which is climate change, etc. On water services, I just want to emphasize, and possibly you know that, but Cabinet already in Outcome 9, 2014, agreed to a new goal of not 2030, but 2019 to have reliable service. That's a Cabinet decision. But over and above the Cabinet decision, it says we have to have implementation plans and outcomes by 2070. And those actions are reflected in the Outcome 9 agreement and the performance agreement and the APPs. It says develop, in partnership with each municipality, detailed action plans to address reliable services. And as approved by Cabinet, there are 37, I'm just explaining that there are 34 rural type of municipalities and three mining related areas. For each of them, they are prioritized over the next year, this year 6 and next year 17. We are busy in partnership with DCOC and other departments with comprehensive implementation plans for each of those municipalities. It's an extensive effort that we properly commit to every piece of infrastructure in dealing with that. And that master plan or master macro frame has been presented to the government in the past, accepted by them, the cabinet committee, and we can present and send it to you, because that's focusing on the unserved, the underserved, the basic services, also the failed and collapsed systems, because you have to recover them. And how are you going to maintain future collapses? Then we have to deal with new, and then also as state of the age infrastructure. That's a massive issue, and the modeling from the investment framework indicates that we spend 53-54% of the infrastructure's age. There's a whole new ball game now to renew that. But we also include in that process sustainable management now as a core intervention area. And we are debating with ministers how to do this. But then the other one was security for every community has been banned. And we also know from our situation said that 30%, excluding the drought, has got a potential crisis without having enough water. 30%. Now the drought is even to make it worse. But then, what's critical that, for my colleagues, service quality has become a high priority. It's that we sit down and say, how do we ensure service quality? And then the very important one which I want to reflect is improved governance, accountability, ownership, discipline. Because I think, and I want to get back to the financial side, but for those are the core interventions where we in part only had backup for basic services, now we extend it to right through the governance. And there are four cross-cutting areas. The financing, not only financing for the basic services, financing for replacement, financing for maintenance, financing for governance, but also for the institutional support, whether it's either capacity or even institutional interventions, like water boards or private sector coming in. And then we also talk about smart solutions, a lot like creative solutions research. So I think it's important that you appreciate that these actions are happening. This year there are 6 or 10 priority areas being planned in detail with the municipalities. And next year we will do 17. But I think the challenge we have sometimes, how do you sit there? I want to use the one example you spoke about, Maribeng and the Botswana area. You talk about Sikuni. We've got less than 10% performance on all indicators for that municipality. How do you turn that around into reliability? So I think from our side, we will present to you the work, but the tactics of how to deal with this is critical. And I think the issue about financing is a critical area which I support, but I think we should change the concept from financing to financial management. Because you also have to do your cost recovery, your financial planning, effective management, your corruption, etc. Those are all part of those actions. So we need a proper financial strategy which puts in emphasis on this administration. Many of the processes are not dealt with. And the other one you actually mentioned is the integrated management. Now, these 27 DMs, all these actions that I described are reflected in the Alpha 9 agreement. It's approved by Cabinet, but it's overseen already by the IMC Interministerial Committee, appointed by Cabinet. And I know that next week is a technical IMC with the leaders coming together, because this work has been presented this week, Monday, I think, to the Cabinet Committee. So I think we just have to align our business, because there are a lot of activities happening. We're not putting it all together as one comprehensive action, even on a political level. So there is work done, and we work together with actors, and there's a program management office that is placed tracks on Cabinet to start putting it together and dedicated oversight to the system of delivery. And I think that's also an art of how to control the system. On the investment framework, I think the issue is that you are aware that we did the one, and all the figures we have was quite comprehensive. We have well advanced in assessing and expanding the whole work we've done in the past, and hopefully by very soon we will have a talk for all your comments. But it's now even more, because we actually also talk about agriculture, emerging farmers, etc., looking at the dilapidated farms, what we recover that, the food security. But that investment framework, we actually now also link that with the information, so they actually can see the projects physically where they are in South Africa. My challenge at the moment when we develop this is what the chair referred to as implementation. We need to dedicate the time frames of to ensure implementation readiness, when must be delivered in time to make sure that we don't have problems. And we know in many areas we're already in a deficit phase, we have to make up. Mm-hmm. And that puts a new emphasis on fiscal discipline of getting things done in time. And those issues as we introduce it makes it more difficult. But and then associated with that is now the financial model. Where do you get the money from? And it's not own financing, I must tell you. I think I personally believe that 80% of the world services problems are financial.
If it is possible that you can comment on your skills audit. Such as your expectation for delivery of your services.
There are two areas. The first one is that on the skills, we annually work with the municipalities and do a capacity assessment with them. It's like a self-assessment. What do you know about them? So a municipal self-assessment. We're actually expanding it now. And together with that, this year, we are busy with the IBAS action plan to address it. It's not just that this is the problem. If your skill is no finance management, how are we going to address it? So we have work sessions with the municipalities to do this. Now, the bad news at the moment is that the high-risk areas of poor management, water management, is more than 73% at the high risk in all municipalities. So this is where we have to turn it around, and I don't agree that we've done the planning, we know the benchmarks, and how do you turn that around? But those are serious issues there. Because the survey done last year by COFTA was showed that 49% of those municipalities don't have technical staff. Mm. So now how do you work with people who are not having staff? You can do what you like, there's not technical. But I think that's where the IMC, the Interministerial Committee, actually said we need a dedicated O&M intervention framework. And one of those are the radical interventions that for those who really are not performing, let's get a water boards or providers or somewhere, institutional interventions. It's alcohol when we stretch support. So we have to distinguish and analyze support versus more discipline versus getting institutional support out. So but there are the specific skills we've got, there's a detailed one about the technical capacity and the performance and the compliance to do skills being also done by COTA.
Chairperson, thanks very much. I just want to pick up one or two things. In the invitation, we were asked to give a briefing or a presentation on what the department is doing and the department's needs. So I want to touch on the department's needs.
But I want to agree with the Action DG that whenever we come to these sessions and we get these insightful comments and critique by the honorable members, it enriches us or forces us to really look at what we are doing. And I think the devil will always be the teacher, because what is clear is that the implementation plan needs to be fleshed out and the costing thereof. So in looking at pollution, one of the honorable members talked about pollution of the water resource, which is a scourge that we face nationally. And we have our catchment management agencies and proto catchment management agencies that are dealing with pollution on the ground, whilst we as a department are dealing with regulatory aspects, policy, etc. So who better than the people who are in the catchment than to actually deal with those pollution episodes? And these we have examples of the entities, the catchment management agencies, the Colgate and Komati Sudu, and all others who are on the forefront of dealing with the pollution, the VAR, the olifants, etc., etc. Then regarding the issue of the infrastructure, aging infrastructure is a common thing that we have throughout the country. The department, the minister, has taken bold decision to support local governments in capacitating these wastewater treatment plants, etc., etc. But the funding for that is that the department has a small purse compared to what the demands are. And so we would be looking to continue to support, because we can't sit back and leave the problem. But we will be looking to say that the municipalities must look at co-funding. And they must then take over operation maintenance. But the most important aspect is the lack of human capital, human capacity. There's nobody to work a plant. There's no technical manager at a municipality. So these are the things that we have to consider. But in for example, looking at the targets, target six, capacity building support, our water services authorities were supported by the water boards, and these attained the blue drop status. For example, Umgeni supported many municipalities, Lembe, Mzinduzi, Itekweni, in Gauteng, it was Randwater that supported the city of Tshwane, Ekurhuleni, Midvaal, and so on and so forth. So I think that part of the implementation plan must be to delineate what is the department going to do and what is it that our entities are going to do going forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. And I echo the sentiments of SMDG and colleagues on the enrichment that we get after engaging with the particular communities. We do sometimes feel like we are whipped, but in between we find some wisdom, and we appreciate that. I always have a challenge, Chair and Honourable, to balance between explaining what it is that they are doing, what has been seen as evasive or defensive. So I'm trying to answer to balance, but what I want to say is that I will put it as truthful as I can or as I know it. What I'm getting is that from the summary of the comments is that we are in a way haphazard, no collaboration with other government departments. We don't have clear goals, and we are maybe over ambitious in the sense that we say we'll achieve it, we have no budget, and that in a way we are not in touch with the ground. I just want to say that once we understand where that comes from, we are very much trying to work together.
we are forced actually to work together. There's no way in which we can achieve the mandate on what we are working with our government departments. There's no way. And there are government resources that force us to get to work together, like the outcomes that I presented on, and the outcome 9 that Fred had elaborated on. But I can say Africans can say TBT Makunia. So as we do that and that and that, at the end of the day, we'll come together and then be a good understanding. We are working together with other government departments that I've already indicated. But as we are working on our program, we still have to attend to needs. Whereas there's a budget for something and there's a need, a critical need, then we need to, even the limited resources that we have, we now have to share with that critical need or urgent need that we find. Fred has already alluded to the skills assessment, which is for the entire sector, I should believe, and we are working towards filling the gaps. It will not be quick, because to think of the time one spends at university, and when we get out of university, we're not really ready. So we also have to be taken, we have to be taken through the process from the teachers and what and what and what and all this. It really takes time, but there are things that are being done. This process of the SDGs was led by DERCO. I'm just demonstrating how we are collaborating with other departments. It was led by DERCO, as indicated that in this. Yes. There's also an issue of the United Nations not representing Africa well. I will leave that to what Ndakechong said, but some of the things are ideological and political, I will leave it there. I'll just say mechanically, on the ground, there's the recited protocol that we work towards. The Commission on African Ministers on Water, there are certain commissions that we are participating on. There's a commission in Lesotho, there's one in Gaborone. As you know, that we share 4 major water resources with the neighboring countries. We do work with them. Let me get to the issue of the master plan. Last week, when the National Development, when the National and the NDP Commission presented, we indicated that the target that we gave for completion of the master plan was a bit ambitious. It was ambitious in the sense that that would have been the first time we were on the master plan, and sanitation has come on board, and we have realized that what needs to go into the master plan is far much more than what we already have. And I was also told that the apology also explained that master plan delayed at some point. What I'm working on open space, this is now a challenge is finding, you know, investing as defensive and presenting what's on the ground. We're not working just in space without a plan. There's a National Water Resource Strategy 2. That National Water Resource Strategy 2 follows from the first National Water Resource. It has a 5-year horizon. But the projects that are in there are more than go beyond the 5-year horizon. There's a chapter on planning there. It indicates which water resources will be developed when. And that is what we are working on. And it is a legislative mandate that everybody has. We need to develop the national water resource strategy. So that's what we are working on. Then the issue of the plans from local level, I also tried to explain that last week, that it goes bottom up and top down. And I think Fred has touched on those things, because we are with the municipalities when we develop the water resources development plans. So and he is developing, he's busy developing the master plans for the different municipalities. So there's interaction there. The other issue of the SDGs being high in the sky and not quite resonating with us, and maybe from the other question that says monitoring, how are we going to monitor the development or the achievement of the SDGs? I just want to illustrate that in one of our slides, slide number 35, we are elaborating on goal number 6 there. We are saying that it is a sub-goal and it is a sub-target. Now, when you look at bullet number 7,
improve water quality through reduced pollution. On our APT, you will find the classification of the resources and the determination of RTOs, resource quality objectives. I've already explained what these are. On our APT, you will also find the development of the integrated water quality strategy. That strategy seeks to bring together all the strategies in the sector that deal with water quality, so that there's a link towards all of them, so that we can see what we are working towards. It's to assist us in integrating water quality management. And I mean, my colleague has already spoken to the issue of PMOs and regulation. That you also find on the APT. There are targets to how many how many lines there are other programs like River Health, for example, that we are still on as a public. Maybe needless to say that there's a sanitation program where you are aware that there's eradication of that the county might be bringing by indicating that these things are on the APT. And that we have achieved some of the targets that we set for ourselves. We haven't achieved 100%, but we have achieved some of the things that we have set in place. When you look at that very first slide, the last slide talks about protecting and restoration of coastal forests. We have programs around our RTGS dam, for example, on notification. There's another one that was approved last week that Aline is going to be embarking on. So, Much of it may seem that maybe the presentation does not indicate how it comes down to implementation. We can trace this thing back onto the APT. And because they are on the APT, we are forced to report on them. And therefore, we are forced to do monitoring and evaluation of those projects.
Thank you very much, colleagues. Maybe to add on the point of collaboration with other countries, I think you stated very well. But also to make mention that at the UN level, the SG of the UN also established a high-level panel on water, and South Africa and Senegal on the Africa Party is participating in that high-level panel on water. It's a 10-member state where we share ideas and make up a strategy and advise the SG in terms of how to influence the agenda on water at the UN level. The issue of the skills, I think mainly as Fred said, it's not only the problem that we have, not mainly on financial, sometimes about skills level. I think the financial management skills started at one end of the last financial year, and it paid sort of results where we made sure that each and every region of our department has a financial head where we meet on a regular basis to make sure that we're on the same page. That includes our entities or the water boards, where we have a regular meeting with the CFOs of the river board as our implementing agents to make sure that we enforce strict financial measures and make sure that the little that we have goes a long way than it's supposed to. Chair, I think we'll stop there and maybe take further inputs. Thank you very much.
Okay, another round. Since the only one person is to pass on, and Mr.
Chairperson, thank you. I think it should be clear that we appreciate the work you're doing. I don't want to sit on that side of the table. I know it's hard to see specifically. To see it out of our perspective, we work with the community. So I think you wouldn't like to sit on our side of the table. Because we get the complaints. But Chair, I would like to agree with the work Honourable Chowkey. We need to go and sit down. I want to use an example. You mentioned we haven't got technical skills in municipalities. I think we should really look. We haven't got money to waste. We go in for intervention, we hand it back to the municipality, 6 months later, we're back where we were. another intervention. That's a critical part that I think that there should be new thinking about. If there's no capacity, give it to the water board, run it for 2-3 years, if you can't get the skills built up in that municipality, you still run it. But we haven't got the money, and it's every time, I spoke to Neil yesterday about emergency on wastewater treatment plants, where you've got to go look for money to rectify the problem, and now you've done it. Now what now? Now, there's no technical skills to run. Then the question is, and that's where we need to sit down with Proctor concerning this. We cannot allow that we use the taxpayers' money, and your department and your personnel get sleepless nights of how am I going to wheel and deal to get this work done? Because I want to serve that community. And I've got only so much emergency funds to utilize. And then I give it back. There was intervention in Sunny's Hof and all this stuff. There's no water. Why isn't there water? It's been vandalized again. And so what needs to be? You've got to go back because there's no capacity from the municipalities to go and do it. So then my question is, and there's another... There's another thing that now comes up. There are contractors outside there, and the sooner we can stop this tankering. Tanking by community. Tanking by the department. I would rather see us invest in tankers that sits with National, and it's going to be redeployed to City Bend, then it goes there. But as soon as you invest and you put boreholes up and you put the equipment in the boreholes, it will be vandalized so that the tankers, outside tankers, contractors can deliver water to the community because they make money. And then we start the fresh again. And what will happen? They will vandalize again. So you know, it's going to be an ongoing problem if we don't get better solutions concerning the tankers. There's a lot of municipalities. In a meeting yesterday, there was a presentation made by Magalis Water to Morimole. We will assist you with the take over your water. And then there's an official that tells us, no. We don't want that. It's not what they want. It's what's best for the community. We cannot expect that Magalis goes in with the intervention, it's being paid out of taxpayers' money, and then you give it back to the municipality so that the corruption can just go on, vandalize again, and then we go. So please, I really appreciate it. I don't want to sit on that side of the table, but seriously, we need to get to a point where someone's got to take the decision, and I know it's a political decision. Mr. Chalky is 100% correct. It's a political decision. I'm taking away your water, you haven't got the capacity. I'm going to run this plant now. You'll buy water for me for 8 rand and 19 cents per kiloliter, and I will maintain this plant, and I will put my personnel here because I've got the capacity. So if it means that we're going to get more water bores eventually, that runs these municipalities that is not able to do it, for the country and for the future and for future generations, I see that is the best solution. We've got no problem in Tuane and we've got no problem in Durban because rainwater is giving water to 12.5 million people. The quality is right. You never find out these problems, and there may be problems, but it's not that the problems we pick up in rural areas where you go in and out and then you give it back and then it's a problem. So, Chair, there must be that kind of discussion somewhere. We've got to rethink this whole thing, how we spend our money wisely.
No, no, thank you very much, Chair. I think Comrade Mao is performing all the songs here.
that which the point that I want to come with, and I think you're sort of already giving a direction as to what is it that we're doing. Chair, we need to address who controls water. Who's in charge of this? We call it commodity, we call it resource. We call it commodity because business is profit is controlled. We call it the resource because it's political, it's ideological, to provide its life, its development. Now, definitely, the debate has already started. And this debate is going to start from this committee on the issue of control. And this debate is going to end up in the National Assembly, because all of us have to report the National Assembly. Because unless the beginning of the debate, who controls this? I call it resource. They call it commodity. Because they make profit out of it, they control it, all of that. For me, it's resource because it's ideological, life, it's developmental, and all of that. So I think what we must do here, create a session in our engagement, very, very soon, sir, because currently the argument of the water plan, you cannot have water plan when you don't control. You know, so let's deal with the issue of control in this area. Then we can talk water plan, and skills, something at our side. I'm not saying no to department. No, department must continue doing that, what that means, because they must continue providing the services. At our level here, I think we must do that. That is why I said, what we need a political voice that helps us to structure. And the political voice will come from the minister. And in that day, the Minister of Water will come and share this vision with us. Share this vision, this direction, political direction. Then we take it from that level, Chair. And I'm calling for that debate to happen as quickly as possible, Chair. So that just sit and receive answers all the time. Let's sit and deal with what is it that we must do as politicians to assist the process. Mm. It's a very scarce resource, water. And I've just given an example of Val River and Orange River. Who lives there next to that river there? Who is benefiting the water in the Val River specifically currently? You know? So that debate is very important, Chair. Let's turn around this exercise of department come presenting your questions. Bye-bye, it was nice to have coffee and muffins there, then go away. It does not work. At this moment, it does not work. The politics of water must be addressed. And it has to be addressed now, before it's too late. Thank you.
Which reminds me of the homework of last week from the department about the situation in Gohan municipality. Then some farm in the area of Humanstock. So homework was supposed to get it today about the status of that golf course in Jervis Bay, insofar as water use is concerned, and the 10 runs per annum tag that the golf course has from the municipality. Again, vandalization. There's a new legislation that has been put together that looks into vandalization and theft of resources or rather infrastructure. And this issue of vandalization talks directly to compliance and its capacities in the department and other law enforcement agencies. This is a fairly new legislation that not only now talks about, I think we had figured up about, you know, a little or two or three for any transgression. You know, a case in point was the permit pump station, where in Gauteng we had all that chaos due to that vandalization of that substation. You have any comments on that? I think the point raised by both Mr. Tauke and Mr. Kson about water, it's another ideological issue for me. when you are going to hear these other specialists and departments talking about South Africa being a water scarce country, ranked, you know, among the top 30, you know, semi-arid, and all of those, for me, I always contest that. When we have a drought, it is drought for others, but not drought for others. Which begs the question about the ownership of water. It's drought for others, but others, they have plentiful of water that they have control. I mean, one individual in KZN literally sells water from Satu's water. And also, I think there's some kind of water means Disney's right. One individual sells water to government. The point I'm raising about the ownership of water in our country. The response I got in Boxburg at Bedford Day, when I asked the question, who owns water? Is there in the law, is there water act, state owns, government department, minister is a custodian, easier said than done. The reality is, water remains in few hands in this country. You have said it yourselves, over 4,000 dams are in private hands. Only about 300 odd that you have control over. You've demonstrated that yourselves. On the question about ownership of water in this country. Any comments? Last one from this partner? Even homework?
I think for the homework we were meant to provide the written answer.
It was meant for the meeting. It was made said specifically. Not written.
Not so sure you can listen.
Clearly, the homework has not been done. Can we get an extension for that homework for next week? It is an oral reply to the committee.
Okay.
That is simply put, in Gulf Municipal Area, there is a golf course there. That golf course pays 10 rands per annum on its water use. So information comes through. If you can confirm that, that's the homework we are referring to.
Sorry, Chair, there were other responses we were meant to modulate into follow-up calls as well. Persistent responses. So if you've got any further input on the other homework.
Marjorie is going to talk.
I did send an email to the department just to further follow up on those responses. I haven't received anything yet. That was, I think, specific from the meeting which we had last term. I think our last meeting, the 21st of September. The one was a report, I think it was a note of report, that was circulated, but there were other also unsigned responses as well. I did send the email to the department. I haven't received the response yet.
Chairperson, can I just, I wrote a letter concerning a court case, Lewandowski and the minister and others, and it's also about the dam built and extended, and I asked also for a verbal response in this meeting, but then I received a letter saying give me more information, which I did send to you. So if I can get a response on that, I think I know you attended to that, you and night of visited area. You know, and it's also, you know, I can build a dam and then I extend it double and then downstream nobody gets water. That kind of stuff. So please, that there is a court case against the minister, government against this. And then there was agreement with a date that it should be resolved by 16th of March, and this comes from 2012. But we need to put this in the bed as well. You know, we can't have it that people build themselves huge dams without any authority and downstream nobody's got water. So can we then ask that we won't have anything next week? So can we get I requested a written response on how we're going to finalize it. Thank you.
Monica?
Mangaslano, namusha ngoba next week sobe singekho. Bengicela ukuthi abahlonishwa baba ngaphambi kwami banothe lokhu engizokusho. Kunamapayi bakhuma lapha ngesikhathi kunezikhukhula zikaMay emlazi. Ngibuyela kule nto yakho yokuvandalayiza kwempahla kahulumeni nomthotho. Amapayipi umahlala kazenzela ukuthi angaphandle kuba kukhuluma nje abantu baphinde kwafika iy'khukhula zikatonado asifile ngaphandle namana yaxhaxaza kwenziwe lutho se-1-74 nase-1-76 emlazi avile umasipala uma yifonela ucinga kabula bese kuthi eshashel 1-77 house number 11 lwamuzingeza kuthiwa baseni noma yinini abantu bakhona nakhona yikhukhula ikameyi kwezafika futhi lezi ngatonaka unyaka owodwa udisaster azenze ngalutho kulolasuku lwamndeni engikhala ngayo labantu bahleli bahlungu ngiyacela ukuthi ningishise bese ngizozezelela ngokuthi bakithi nathi siyasiphela siyasithanda into ebizwa ngokuthi isidima noma isithuzi. Ngiyabonga sihlalo lakho ngaphambili ma uthi le nto yamabhakete ngabe ayibuyiselini emuva njengabantu abamnyama ngoba le nto ngangibuza kudala ukuthi kungani ma kuplanwa intuthuko yabantu abamnyama noma yabantu be-South Africa kodwa besiyahlukanisa ukuthi o abona be ngoba sisho abantu asiyenzeni kanje yabona le nto yamabhakete yamabhala ayelo na-green kimina ngipha isithombe esimbi abantu abaphethe lelizwe kungabantu bakithi abamnyama amaminisi abantu abamnyama abahleli la ephalamende iningi la abantu abamnyama kodwa manje sithi noma sizama ukuthi sifuna abantu bathole intuthuko kodwa sisafuna ukubabuyisela ngoba uyabona nje mangase ngithi manje sihlala nansi ibhala kithi kube suka la uyalanda kwilokho e-Max Building ungafika ungasakwazi kumuqonde ngiyacela ukuthi ngelinye ilanga esesiyeke ukuthi ma ngabe kufika ukukhuluma ngentuthuko kubhekwe ibala nokuthi ibaphi ngoba ma ngabe kukhokhwa le mali yamathetha akukho la kuxa khona imali yabantu bamnyama le imali yabamhlophe ngoba kuyiqiniso kunalethikisa ukuthi ngeke ubone ey'ndaweni zalelungu kosteben mot kuyenziwa leya nto fana naleso sikhalisizi yamanje leso besomane sibheka kahle singadlali sigcile kumuntu omnyama lo muntu omnyama ongenabo iy'mbali ayiqhelelayo lo muntu omnyama ongenohluphekayo la e-South Africa mina ngiyacala yonke into bakhethe lengisebenzi lensimba-ke yangakithi kamfisa mina bengiyoqala ukuthi ngelinye ilanga uzibuye ukuthi leli thimba ohamba nayo utshele ukuthi hhayi ngiyibonile ngokuthatha mina sihambe nemoto ukhona ukuze kothi uma ubuye udlala yobe ukhuluma ngento oyibonile ngahamba nawe ngekanongoma amanzi awekho and kunesikhalo la yobe ufuna azama ngibuye izinto engakhala ngazo ngifika le phalamente ngo-1994 bangishinga kakude osihlalo ngo-2014 ngifunukwazi lezinkinga because akhona yodwa inkinga esiyisolviwe instead of the sizakumani oversize elikhulume indaba labantu lezinkinga zisowoda wasikifo bayakhala ngama-toilet abantu bakhona ashe kunomndeni ogulayo waphuma uresearcha la ephalamende waleyibona into engankulumo kazingazo yonke la ma-crisis akhona ewoda kodwa bengihlalile kulo mhlangano ngiyabonga.
Thank you, Chairperson. Please note the following. In May 2016, the Rastas took place and the pipes burst. And when the tornado came, tornado floods came again, the destruction was done because those houses, there was no maintenance that has been done in those pipes. And if I can, if I may quote Ward 74 and Ward 76 in Umlazi, and in house number 11 in Chatsworth, water is flooding in their house poultry yards, drains are blocked, but there is no help from the municipality. And the other issue is this one for the wheelbarrows, that are yellow and green. Those wheelbarrows, the issue of wheelbarrows is just a meaningless thing to us as people. Can you push a wheelbarrow these days? Let's not discriminate, but discriminate by color. And the drought, if you care to know, is usually destructive to black people's family. And to Mr. Nkiza, the acting city, I wish I could go with you to Longoma, where you will see yourself that there is no water there. Mm. Since I came here in 2014, the problem of toilets and water is still there. In Ward 54, the problem is still there. Thank you.
I want to take to the very, very last.
Thanks, Chief. Thanks for indulging me. I actually see comment. In Malashini, I pray if you can ask the department to be checked. They haven't had water for 2 weeks in Malashini. I'm not sure what the problem is. If you could ask them to please check it out for us as well. And in Shushumidia, I've raised it before. The water restrictions are not being implemented. I have another complaint again, especially irrigation. And I know that's one of your pet problems. But irrigation restrictions, if we don't implement those irrigation restrictions, I need that the dam's going to be completely empty, especially with current rainfall or lack thereof. Can we please ask the department to investigate those implementation of water restrictions in those drought-stricken areas, particularly in Switzerland, please, please.
We all understand the fact that a number of these areas you mentioned here are issues or areas that reside within COCTA. We all do understand that. I guess the question that must be asked is whether you have any standing structure with COCTA that, if you like, is your troubleshooting team. Whenever issues of this nature are raised, so that they don't get to be parked forever. If you understand where I'm coming from. so that you don't respond or react, you know, having to activate the Department of Local Government as and when that there is a standing, if you like, a troubleshoot team that is pulled together between the two departments. Clearly, whenever there is any issue on water, precisely because this department is referred to as Department of Water and Sanitation, even if I have a problem in my own house, I don't have water. I don't understand all these issues about reticulation. They are not for me. In the water department, it must deal with water. Even if that problem is in my yard, you have to deal with the municipality. I don't understand all those nonsense. Whether I'm going to be having a responsibility of above, and the municipality talks about regulation, those are not for me. I'm here talking here as a lay person out there. What systems do we have in place that are of a standing nature? That are going to, as soon as we get to here, in any respective constituency, there is a joy here, who is going to refer the matter to that standing arrangement?
and without waste of time and without having to allow a year or two, as Mumkaula is saying, waiting, or without even getting any feedback, we allow that period, if it can be of a standing nature, e.g., a week must be enough. A week must be enough for us here, as members of this committee, and other members. For instance, the other day I was, getting an inquiry from one of the colleagues here in Parliament, in the National Assembly, in Warrington. There's in Northern Cape, a new settlement there, which continues not to have water. And they were asking me what should be the way forward in terms of responding to that. And that is this constituency area. We are expecting a situation where the department is going to, let me not talk about the department in those generic terms, let me be direct. Joy is going to refer this matter to a specific standing arrangement where in a week's time, we receive such a feedback. And that's what we really need to be doing. We are not going to argue with our communities out there. Yes, we can, we shall, we will, educate them. No, this matter arises within the municipality. But let's take that as it comes from our constituencies and communities out there, throw it to Joy, and Joy must come up with its, with their own systems in place in responding to those. Can we say that it must not take more than a week? There are a few other areas mentioned here, having to take our sessions outside Parliament, so that we're not here forever. Communities out there, they need to respond to, we need to go out there and to make contacts with communities. The challenge we have, members, is that much as we would really love to do that, when we have any of those kind of plans, we are told Parliament has got the plenary in the afternoon, and to a very large extent, we then have to wait for that committee week, and also, in fact, it's committee week, which we can do either that type of a meeting or that oversight. And the unfortunate part as well is that whenever we make such plans, we don't have enough time to do such plans. We come back here, third week or second week of August, we get the program within a short end. By the time we wake up, it's end of September, third week of September, and we're out and back again on the 10th or so of October. And we don't have that draft program Parliament as is today. So that we are able to, and in a nutshell, what I'm saying is, we're not able to plan like 3 months, 6 months ahead of time. That's the situation that we find ourselves in. Combined with all these other problems the department made mention of, the issue of capacity, especially on compliance, it remains. You have a regulation here for the polluter pays principle. Mm-hmm. Whether that is combined with, that's what members are saying. Mm. You have all these targets, the rivers are dirty, and so on and so forth. But who is polluting all of those rivers? And again, linked to that would be the vandalization that members spoke about. I think you want to respond quickly to any of those comments?
Any about the committee between the department and the co-op? Yes, we do have a committee. Maybe we need to increase the visibility and the functioning of the committee. Otherwise, my colleagues want to talk more on the committee.
Yeah, I think you put your emphasis on the type of emergency committee to respond with a week. Let me say we have a formal partnership with COCTA and UCOC on the minister's level, and we work together on the macro and the planning, and there's now a newly established project management program management office. We get together as an executive to steer the bigger sitter. I know in the department we've got a task, emergency task team to pick up these interventions, but it's got quite a lot of problems. You don't have that emergency fund just to move in all the time. And I know that Cochrane with the drops and the they also have an emergency team, you know, with the actions. And there is some coordination from that side. But I think what you talk about, we have to relook at as a dedicated water intervention management system. I don't think you need that functional yet to have a direct integrated perspective. But it's got serious implications because, you know, we've got more than 28,000 communities out there. And the bulk of them are already proactive. We can already indicate they have a problem. So how do you take this one out and that one out versus the bigger problem? But I think that they are all structures, but I think they should be improved in terms of responding to your request.
Can I make a comment, please?
I think our problem is that although water falls within, water distribution falls within COCTA, the complaint runs out of COCTA, it comes to us.
Yeah.
And then we give this problem to you once it lies with COCTA. That's where we said something is, we've got to change this. The municipalities are complaining with us about problems in their areas, or councillors in that area are complaining because the doors are shut with the municipalities and with the province for assistance. And they run to us and then we run to you concerning that. It's something that we've got to sort out, Chief.
I want us to be practical. It is fine. The constitution is very specific, you know, municipalities are independent, and so on and so forth, and even the legislation is up. I want us to be practical. In Umlazi Ward 76 and Ward 4, and also in Chatsworth Ward 77, I'm not sure what is the street called at house number 11. What? Ward 77?
No, what? House number 11.
Where is it? I wanted us to be practical. And that's what I'm sure we have listened, we have written, and if you can add Warrington to the new settlement there. Yes, we are not coming back here next week. We are meeting in Johannesburg in a workshop. If we can get those two feedbacks in addition to the golf course situation, are we fine with that? Simple, straightforward. You simply call your regional offices, go to this area, and they know the area very well, and then you have the feedback. And I would imagine you are not necessarily yourself going out there, per se. You are simply...
And 54, Chad.
Yes, Mama, I'll tell you your own information, my sister. So all what I'm saying is that let's be practical about it. Yeah, these are cost issues, it's fine. We're putting into effect that committee you spoke about, if it can be realized through this kind of... we are going to bring more. We have been bringing more. But we haven't had any feedback.
Thank you, Chair. We used to have committees that met at the provincial level, which were at COCTA, ourselves, as well as the Water Services Authorities, which was, amongst others, was to do this troubleshooting type of issues. Maybe we might need to go back and revitalize those committees, because at least they were meeting on monthly basis and dealing with all the issues that might arise from the Water Services Authorities.
But all what I'm saying is that we are getting a feedback next week. I take it we're done, and then we have a little bit of time for us to be able to go through the two reports that we have in front of ourselves. Hmm?
needs.
Okay, we thank the department. You are more than welcome to join us, and then we'll just pray for. Let's come back at the 20 past. Let's.
Which one? No. He was what? That's the question.
We also do have a
there are enough, some of us have just those minutes in our offices for
but not an email.
But lucky.
Isn't it an email?
Yeah, well, but I'm gonna do that.
How many do we have? Three or four?
Three.
Yeah. Can we get a sense of who does and who doesn't have? Okay, let's deal firstly with the minute 25 of May. One there on Ms. Kasha, initials, and then the same page, Ms. Zetkula, open, and then close, as assistant. If there is anything else on page one, page two.
And it starts from the bottom, in pen, and then it goes upwards. The spelling of Mshatuzi. I think it's in the MHF. MHF.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Are we fine on page 3? Page 4?
In the the strategies for cost recovery, it was reported that the most stringent, I think it is,
thanks for that.
Chairperson, I will request that on page 5, 3.3, the same statues, there should be an H after T. And on the same 3.3, that paragraph, the same should be statues or whatever. Thank you.
Could I just ask whether after the May meeting or prior to the May meeting I had a discussion with our chief whip concerning the DA member Nosimo Alendera. Didn't they write to your office concerning her not going to attend meetings till further notice? You haven't received that. I will take that because we discussed it with him during, but there is a personal, you know, problem, and they said they will write a letter for further notice that she will not attend meetings. But I will just take it up with our chief office to find out why they haven't sent it to you.
Thanks, sir. Just that one last sentence sorry for cost recovery. Yeah, good last sentence there. I'm not sure whether am I reading it and making sense. Consultations are underway between the Minister of Finance, Minister, and National Treasury in respect of equitable share funding that municipalities receive as a mechanism to recover outstanding debt from municipalities.
Yes.
Is that the right sentence?
No. The sentence shouldn't say there sounds like something missing. Shouldn't be withholding or withholding the equitable share or something of a girlfriend.
See, I can state that it is happening currently where they utilize the equitable share to pay. There is an agreement. It's not just to withhold it. If they will withhold the money, you will then give the amount that you need to pay. They will pay that amount out to you. And after proof of payments, then the balance of the equitable share, if there is any, will then go to the municipality. So that is...
So what is the right sentence there?
Yeah, for me it's the right sentence. That's how they do it.
The one is it.
As is, yeah. So they utilize that money.
So there's a mechanism to recover outstanding debt from the municipality?
Yes.
So that's the question?
Yes. Okay. And it's been now implemented that way as well.
Okay. Thanks for that.
Last page 6.
Check for us. Just a change of time frame. 15 turns of 10-10. We fine with that?
Yes.
With all the minor changes that are needed to be factored into this minutes, and also expected of us will be to pick on down the issues. For further processing. Have we identified any? Except from where I'm seated, the acid mine drainage, that still requires us to follow up on. And the last one is what we are already doing, which is the workshop on parish.
It's not tariff related, but perhaps Mshlatsi's water going forward.
That's okay.
The Mshlatsi's water and the merger of the two water boards.
Mm-hmm.
How is that going to impact going forward? So we had different water tariffs there. And we don't know, does it not have any impact? Or... I think we actually need a briefing on the merger of those water boards.
Yeah, I thought that would be the direct issue. You might be sure I get that briefing. In other words, we schedule in our next session, in our next term. The first issue, obviously, is the issue to Highland Water. That... Your neighbors, why are you laughing, Richard?
They want that. I have to come. That's my own.
Yeah, in come next term, I think we just need to prioritize a few things. One is the Lesotho, and the second one that relates to the acid mine drainage. This is the long term solution aspect of it. And those as well. Okay, be it as it may, if there is any mover for adoption of this minute.
Mm-hmm.
So Mr. Hassan, seconded by Mr. Nkuni.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks for that. We follow with the one pager on 24th of August. And the issue there was about the fourth quarter review. All of those members were present and all of those officials were present. Any comments on page 1? is a straightforward one. Page 2. Johnson. Now we are fine with page 2, straightforward.
Maybe I'm also reading the introductory on page 2, point number 4. Comprehensive report on the fourth progress report for the financial year and progress will follow. Am I reading it incorrectly? I'm just finding
the increase between 2014-15 financial year. Then 2014-15, not 2015-16.
It was 15-16.
We actually have to submit a committee report on whenever we engage the department in terms of the quarterly progress report. I did compile a report together with the rest of the secretariat. That report is, I actually submitted it to Chairperson yesterday. So as soon as Chair scrutinized the report, I sent it to, it's to follow after the meeting, maybe I should say, but there is a report that basically encompasses all the deliberations and issues.
In fact, this minute is supposed to have that report attached to it. And instead of a comprehensive report to follow, rather you have fine attached That report, we must still bring it here. So in other words, this minute can stand over for that report. Okay. This one is not a 12 minutes, it's a minute already. Can you see the difference?
Yeah.
So it's already done, this one.
It's the fact that we won't find any problems because it's so fresh in our minds.
It to be fine with page 1, page 2, except for the draft.
Page 2, Chair, right at the bottom, third bullet of the 280% million people.
Third bullet from the bottom.
Thank you.
The final is page 2, page 3. Page 3, there on top, there is unreliable fluctuating stream flow for use with total. See that one, Marty? Hmm? What is that word?
This is Western Coastal
Institute. It is talk about 50 million or 50 billion signifies.
50 billion. Only 14 billion. 28%. Not million, it's billion.
My proposal seemingly has fallen on side. Your household getting some water.
So the problem with that is, who owns that water? Who they own that water in their tank?
Yeah, part of the water harvesting strategy.
You need a water license for it. Good try.
Yeah, no. You might just buy that yourself.
Sure.
Page 5. On the acronym, after those session talk, after the fourth bullet, presentation card elaboration on the National Water Security Plan, acronymed NI. Is this how it's going to be? Page 5. Just after the fourth bullet, the presentation further elaborated on the National Water Security Plan, and then acronymed NI. I would imagine it should be NW. National Integrated, so it's National Integrated Water Security Plan, so it is correct.
the acronym, but there is needed national interpreted. Day 6. Okay, any more? I can't see. Oh, I'm getting it. Thank you. Oh, it's with all the provinces. And then if I so goes to the Guru. Then it qualifies to be a minute after all of those amendments.
Could we take quickly clarity on the switching of the other meetings? Will we just want to share what we've got to plan our week for next week? Are we going to have those meetings in Joburg, or are we going to have here? So we're just going to book our flight. So I don't know, book a flight back for Tuesday and get an idea of what will happen. Or will it happen, or will we still be in...
Both meetings initially are planned for Johannesburg. Both the workshop and also the oversight. Oversight naturally.
Yeah.
It was going. The plan also for workshop, because a number of people are coming to present, coming from Johannesburg.
Okay.
That was rationale for us to get to be in Johannesburg for the workshop.
Mm.
Okay, I take it that we have come to the end of our meeting. We shall send the program to all of us, hopefully before the end of business day of tomorrow. Is this okay? The meeting just ends at 10 for the time.
Thank you, sir.
You have a wonderful today.
Oh.